Welcome to episode 1007 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Imagine being part of a structure where every stone has a purpose, carefully chosen and placed by the master builder. Now picture the foundation of this structure, a stone that is not only sturdy but alive, pulsing with life and guiding the entire construction. In 1 Peter, we see Jesus described as the living stone, a cornerstone that was rejected by men but chosen by God. What does it mean for us that Jesus, the cornerstone of our faith, was rejected by the world but precious in God's sight? Let's explore this and other powerful revelations of Jesus Peter gives us in his letters and see how they shape our faith today.
Today's top 10 list.
10 revelations of Jesus unique to 1 and 2 Peter.
Number 1.
Jesus as the living stone and cornerstone. In 1 Peter 2, 4-7, Peter refers to Jesus as the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen and precious in God's sight. He also describes Jesus as the cornerstone, echoing key Old Testament prophecies like Isaiah 28:16 and Psalm 118:22. These passages speak of a stone that, though rejected by builders, becomes the most important part of the structure. Calling Jesus the living stone highlights both his resurrection and his enduring presence. Stones are usually seen as inanimate objects, but Peter deliberately uses living to emphasize Jesus is not only the foundation of faith, but also alive, active, and present. He is the source of life for all who believe in him. The cornerstone is the foundational stone that holds the entire structure together. In ancient architecture, it was the most critical stone upon which the integrity of the building depended. In this metaphor, Jesus is the cornerstone of God's spiritual house, the church. Believers, as living stones, are built upon him, making him the foundation of our faith and the key to our unity. Peter contrasts the world's rejection of Jesus with God's choice of him. Though men scorned and crucified Jesus, God raised him from the dead, declaring him to be the chosen cornerstone of the new spiritual temple. This highlights the reversal that occurs in God's kingdom. What the world deems worthless, God deems precious. For believers, this revelation emphasizes the foundational role of Christ in our lives and our identity as part of a spiritual structure God is building. As living stones, Christians are called to participate in the construction of this spiritual temple, with Christ as the solid, enduring cornerstone that holds everything together.
Number 2.
Jesus as the example of suffering. In 1 Peter 2, verses 21 to 24, Jesus is presented as the ultimate example of suffering without sin. He endured unjust suffering, did not retaliate, and entrusted himself to God, serving as a model for believers to follow in our own trials. However, Jesus is not just an example, he is the suffering Messiah glorified. Earlier, in 1 Peter chapter 1, 10 to 12, Peter reveals Old Testament prophets foretold Christ's sufferings and his subsequent glories. Jesus' suffering was always part of God's redemptive plan, leading to his glorification, which was revealed in Peter's time.
Number 3.
Jesus as the shepherd and overseer of souls. In 1 Peter 2:25, Peter describes Jesus as the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This image reflects one of the most tender and comforting metaphors used throughout Scripture. Shepherding imagery is deeply rooted in the Bible, from Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," to Jesus' own declaration in John 10, verse 11, in which he says, "I am the good shepherd." Note this statement immediately follows the 10:10 promise of abundant life. As shepherd, Jesus cares for, protects, and guides his flock, the church. Shepherds in ancient times were responsible for leading sheep to safe pastures, protecting them from predators, and keeping them from wandering. Jesus, as the good shepherd, leads believers through the trials of life, watches over us with loving care, and seeks us out when we stray. This pastoral image emphasizes Jesus' personal involvement in the lives of his followers, offering us both guidance and security. The term overseer, from the Greek word episkopos, often translated as bishop, denotes someone who watches over, supervises, and takes responsibility for others. This term points to Jesus' divine authority and his active role in watching over the well-being of believers. He is not a distant figure, but intimately involved in our spiritual health, ensuring our ultimate salvation. By using both titles, shepherd and overseer, Peter stresses both the personal care and the sovereign authority Jesus has over his followers. This dual role offers believers comfort in knowing that Jesus not only guides us with tender care, but also watches over our souls with the authority and power to ensure our ultimate safety and salvation. It assures us Jesus is present in both our daily lives and our eternal destiny, providing oversight and protection from spiritual harm.
Number 4.
Jesus as the Lamb without blemish or spot. In 1 Peter chapter 1, 18-19, Peter reveals Jesus as the Lamb without blemish or spot. This description draws heavily from Old Testament sacrificial imagery, specifically the Passover lamb, which had to be pure and without defect. The lamb's death was central to the deliverance of the Israelites from Egypt, and this event foreshadowed Christ's ultimate sacrifice. The reference to Jesus as the Lamb connects him to the sacrificial system of the Old Covenant. The lamb used in sacrifices, particularly the Passover lamb, had to be perfect and without any physical flaws. This requirement was symbolic of moral and spiritual purity. In calling Jesus the Lamb without blemish or spot, Peter emphasizes Jesus was sinless. He had no moral flaws or imperfections. He was the only one capable of atoning for humanity's sins because of his complete righteousness. Peter reminds his readers that they were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, the unblemished Lamb. The blood of Jesus, like the blood of the Passover Lamb, brings deliverance, not from physical slavery, but from the bondage of sin and death. This redemption is eternal and far more valuable than any earthly riches. The sinless nature of Jesus is what made his sacrificial death effective for the redemption of humanity. This imagery reveals that Jesus fulfills the entire sacrificial system of the Old Testament. While the blood of animals could never truly take away sin, Jesus' once-for-all sacrifice was sufficient to cleanse the conscience of believers and provide lasting forgiveness. The spotless lamb points to Jesus as the perfect final sacrifice, whose death provides salvation for all who believe. By calling Jesus the Lamb without blemish or spot, Peter is highlighting the profound nature of Christ's sacrifice. His sinlessness made him the perfect offering to God, securing redemption for humanity. Believers are called to live in light of this costly redemption, recognizing the value of the precious blood that was shed on our behalf, and responding with lives of holiness and reverence.
Number 5.
Jesus as the righteous judge. In 1 Peter 4:5, Peter refers to Jesus as the one who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Jesus' role as the righteous judge of all humanity is emphasized, and his judgment will be comprehensive and final.
Number 6.
Jesus as the resurrected Lord at God's right hand. In 1 Peter 3:22, Peter reveals that Jesus, after his resurrection, ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. This position of authority and power over angels, authorities, and powers is unique to Christ's exaltation.
Number 7.
Jesus as the source of grace and glory. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, Peter refers to Jesus as the source of grace, who will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish believers. This indicates Jesus' role in both the present sustaining and future glorification of his followers.
Number 8.
Jesus as the morning star. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, Jesus is referred to as the morning star that will rise in the hearts of believers. This is a promise of Jesus' return and the full illumination of his truth, bringing hope and light to his followers in the end times.
Number 9.
Jesus as the Lord of the future return. In 2 Peter 3, verses 10-13, Peter reveals Jesus as the Lord who will return like a thief to bring about the day of the Lord. At this time, the heavens will pass away, and the earth will be purified by fire, ushering in a new heaven and a new earth.
Number 10.
Jesus as the Savior and source of knowledge. 2 Peter 1 verse 3 emphasizes that Jesus' divine power has given believers everything pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. This passage reveals Jesus as the source of true spiritual knowledge and salvation, making Him central to the believer's growth and sanctification. These revelations from 1 and 2 Peter provide a rich and multifaceted view of Jesus, from his role as a suffering servant to his future return as the righteous judge, encouraging believers to live faithfully in light of his example and promises. Father, we thank you for revealing Jesus to us through the words of Peter. Help us to live in the light of these truths, building our lives on Christ, our living cornerstone. Strengthen our faith, fill us with hope, and guide us in love as we await the return of our Savior. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.